I've spent a lifetime covering politics and politicians, so very few things surprise me anymore. But I have to say I was stunned when just hours after health care reform passed, people started talking about having Michigan opt out of the federal law. An apparently ad hoc group called Michigan Citizens for Healthcare Freedom wants to put something on the November ballot asking voters if they want to opt out of the federal health care plan. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mike Cox said he would join other state officials in challenging the constitutionality of the law Congress passed extending health care benefits. This left me scratching my head because all my life I'd been taught that all this was impossible. There's a little thing called the Supremacy Clause in the U.S. Constitution that says, in completely unambiguous language, that all laws of the United States which shall be made shall be the supreme law of the land, the laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution pretty much repeats that, saying that no state shall make or enforce any law that will abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. There was also a little something called the Civil War, which was all about whether states could defy the central government. 600,000 people died to settle this issue, and the answer was that states most certainly cannot. So, how can folks be saying they're going to opt out of a federal law? However, I'm also aware of something else. I'm not a lawyer, nor a constitutional scholar, but I know someone who is. I called Robert Sedler, as a special rank of Distinguished Professor of Constitutional Law at Wayne State University. Sedler has written widely on constitutional matters and successfully argued cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. "What's going on here?" I asked. He laughed. "Political posturing," he said. "Posturing or general ignorance. Any first-year law student knows that states cannot defy the federal government. If they pass something, it'll be thrown out by the federal courts." Now, it didn't surprise me to learn that Michigan Citizens for Healthcare Freedom is based on a wrong-headed idea. It's a Tea Party effort being led by a state legislator with no legal background. But what about Attorney General Cox's lawsuit alleging that the federal government doesn't have the authority to make people buy health insurance or fine them for not doing so? "That's just as invalid," Sedler told me. "Political grandstanding. He's running for governor." He directed me to a 1923 case, Massachusetts versus Mellon, in which a then very conservative Supreme Court said it couldn't just review and cancel acts of Congress on the ground that they're unconstitutional. "These efforts are going nowhere," he said. "But if you still think Michigan should be allowed to opt out of the federal health care law, ask yourself these three questions. Should the states that voted for John Kerry in 2004 been allowed to stop sending tax dollars for the Iraq War? Should Ann Arbor be allowed to opt out of the Michigan Constitution's prohibition against gay marriages? And finally, whatever happened to the idea of gracefully conceding defeat when you've lost, fair and square?"